Prepare for a whole new sporting experience. This is Sports Planet.
The name Marathon comes from the legend of Pheidippides, who was a Greek messenger. The legend states that in the year 490 BC, Pheidippides was sent from the battlefield of Marathon to the Greek city of Athens to announce that the Persians had been defeated in the Battle of Marathon, in which he himself had just fought. It is said that he ran the entire distance of 40.8 kilometers without stopping and burst into the assembly, announced that the Greek army had won the battle before collapsing and dying. The modern marathon is held in his honor, and over 500 marathon races are held across the world every year. And the maiden edition of the upcoming Lagos City Marathon is already attracting enormous attention. And with over 10,000 foreign and Nigerian runners registered and ready to compete for the $50,000 first place prize, it'll be interesting to see who really runs Lagos. Welcome to Sports Planet, your premium news and magazine sports show. Today on the show, we'll be looking at what to expect from the upcoming Lagos City Marathon and ask if Lagos needs a marathon in the first place. The Lagos City Marathon will take place in a few days, and joining us now to take a look at that is Nigeria's foremost athletics expert and editor of Nigeria's number one sports paper, Darius Son. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Darius, we have the Lagos City Marathon coming up next month, actually, and already there's been plenty of talk everywhere in the social media that and even on in the streets that do we really need a marathon for a country that has never actually produced a marathon champion anywhere, and we're not famous for long distance running. Do we need a marathon?
First of all, we don't need to produce a marathon champion before we have a marathon.
There
are so many countries in Europe that have never produced a marathon champion, and they have marathon.
Even in the US as well.
How many have the English produced?
Or Japan?
Maybe Paula Radcliffe in the women.
US.
In the US, how many have they produced? So I don't think it's because of that. Yeah, you see, marathon is not just an athletics thing. If you're talking about athletics, you can have that argument, and it ends with athletics.
Okay.
But if you are looking at the other factors, one, we have this idea that Lagos is a mega city. That is what the former governor told us he wanted to build. He wanted to build a mega city, and he actually started
it. And promoting it, yes.
Yes. And if you have a mega city, then you need something that you can use to showcase it to the world. And all over the world, what they normally do is a marathon, because the marathon, actually the full marathon, the 42.195 kilometers, takes, like I said, 42.195 kilometers. You can imagine the stretch.
Exactly, the routes that
the route that you take,
take you through a major chunk of the city.
Yes, and if you want to showcase what the city looks like
to investors,
I'm sure you won't take it past Ajegunle, because is still being developed.
Yes,
but you take it through the normal and look at the channel they've taken from the National Stadium to Ikorodu Road. If you see Ikorodu Road, beautiful.
Yes,
from Ikorodu Road to Gbagada, then to Tomiland Bridge, then to the Re Mega City VI. No, that is the Re Mega City VI. So it's good. It's good for tourism. It's good to let people be aware that there is Lagos, because all the major cities, all the major mega cities. Let me put it. Oh, when I say no, don't let me say all. Majority of the mega cities in the world have marathons. We have in London. We have in New York. We have in Boston.
Berlin.
We have in Berlin.
We have in Tokyo.
So we have everywhere. So I don't think Lagos would be an exception. That is one. Two, we've been having marathons before. If not for the controversy that trailed the 1994 edition,
yes,
that Milo sponsored, the Gideon Agak problem, I think we should still be having running a marathon now. So the question of whether it is right or wrong, would it have occurred? It is because we jettisoned it then
in the past,
because
yes,
of the crisis. That's why people are talking like this. And if you want to develop long distance running, then you need a competition like this. If you don't have competitions for them to compete in, how will they develop? So that is the first part. By having this sort of competition, like we have the 10 kilometers race in Okwepe now, we have like 2 or 3 10-kilometer race in Lagos, yes, we have one in Ibadan.
Obudu Mountain Race.
I hope the governor have a rethink and
introduce it.
So if we start having it like that, that means you're having competitions for them. And when they have when you have competitions for them and they have their own prices,
yes,
because that is the big issue about it. Because if you don't have prices for them, we know they cannot be the Kenyans now. And if they don't have money that exactly. they can win that to
has,
train.
That has always been a major argument, that we do these competitions and it is only the East Africans who come and cut it away. So what benefits does it have for the Nigerian athletes?
What benefit does even most of the events that we have? We are losing them now. We are losing them. Would we say because we are losing in the 100 meters for men, for example, we've not won anything of note in the last 3, 4, 5 years? If we say that, then that means we will never do any sprint competition in Nigeria. So it's beyond that. It's to encourage and let them train. And when they train and they earn some money from it, it is from there that they start developing. There is competition for them now, because they will never take them to any international competition. They will even meet the standard, the qualification standard. And if you don't give them opportunity to compete, and when you give them opportunity to compete, then you are telling them that they should go and train. So when they train, they know that, oh, since I'm training, there are like 4 competitions I'm going to attend in a year.
Yeah, yes.
So that will force them to go and train. Because most of them have come down to 10,000 meters, 5,000 meters.
Yes.
Even at that, they are not that good. That is another problem on its own. It has to do with what is this policy on the ground.
True.
For not even long distance now. Because I remember in those days, we were the number one country in the jumps. Apart from long jump, where are we now? We're almost nowhere. Go and look at these results in all those days. The first medals we won at the Commonwealth Games came from the long jump. So if you look at it, the first Commonwealth gold that we won came from high jump. So it's from the jump that we've been winning everything. The first Olympic gold that we won came from a long jump. So we've been having so many. In the 1983 World Championship, in 1987 World Championship, Yusuf Ali was in the final. We had two people in the final. We won a triple jump medal. The first IAAF medal we won came from the triple jump. So when people say we're a sprint nation, I just laugh. We were actually a jumps nation.
Before we became a sprint nation.
Are we even a sprint nation now? I don't even know where we are again.
Show myself.
Look at the 4 hurdles. We were so good, but at least in the region,
yes.
We were very competitive. I make it around a 48.50 national record. Then Kenya was nowhere. In fact, until 2-3 years ago, Kenya was nowhere near
in the middle distance races at all.
In 400 meters hurdles. And what happened last year in Beijing? Nicholas Bett won the world title. The same thing in the javelin. If you go and look at the result of the African Championship in those days, in the early 70s and the early 80s, we were always winning the javelin, both the men and the women. I remember Paul Pazige then I remember Sorochukwu here for. But now,
a Kenyan who learned how to throw watching YouTube, won the gold medal.
He won the world title in Beijing. Mm. And he didn't just win, with the third longest throw ever. Then in women, South Africa. They were nowhere where Sorochukwu was throwing. Now, we've fallen by the wayside too. So we are losing everything.
So what you are saying is that because we are losing doesn't mean we shouldn't remain competitive in this, because someday somehow.
If you want to bounce back, then you have to still be competitive. Because if you say, okay, because we are losing, we don't want to do athletics again, then that means we won't get, we'll never get there.